Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Indiana Pacers and the Portland Trail Blazers. The big story in this one, Damian Lillard for the Blazers, expected to make his return potentially in this one, was officially listed as out on the injury report as of last night, but news broke this morning. Looks like Lillard will play. We'll see how much and to what extent, but it looks like he's going to be in this one. Indiana coming in with a 12-10 record. Portland, very similar at 12-11, having played one more contest. Over their last 10, Indiana is 6-4, but on a two-game skid. Portland is 3-7 over that span, won their last contest. Looking at the numbers, Indiana averaging 115.8 per game, good for 8th in the league. Portland struggling much more on that end of the floor without Lillard for much of the year, 109.9, 24th in the association. Portland has kept games close with their defense, giving up a respectable 111.5 per contest versus 116.5 for Indiana, which is obviously much, much higher. Turnovers, Indiana turns it over at 15.7, pretty close. Portland at 15.3. Looking at the shooting numbers, Portland an advantage here, 46.6 to 44.9, so slight edge for the Blazers. 35.7 from beyond the arc by the Pacers, 38, so again a slight advantage for the Blazers. Free throw numbers, Blazers at 77, Indiana slight edge there, 79.6. Bench scoring, big advantage for the Pacers, 44 to just 24.9 for Portland, which is understandable as much of their bench has been masquerading as the starters given the injuries that we just described. And this will be the second game of a back-to-back for Portland. Indiana was off yesterday. This game, of course, is in the Pacific time zone. Indiana lists Chris Duarte and Daniel Theis as out. As we mentioned, Damian Lillard listed as out, but reports are he's likely to play. Gary Payton Jr. also out. As far as the pick in this one, this is a tough one to pick. I think the emotional return of Lillard, if that happens, gives the Blazers a lift. We'll see how much his performance does the same, but just the emotion of him being back, I think, will carry a lot. I think the Blazers win this one. I think they continue on, and we'll see how it plays out. That is your on-court look of Blazers and Pacers. Coming up, we will dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the final game on Sunday's card, the Indiana Pacers and Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers, 3.5-point favorite. Really, that 3 to 3.5 is the range as we record. 231 the total. That's down a good number, down 4 points, 235 the opener in a few spots. Pacers, 13-9 ATS, 6-5 on the road, 5-5 in their last 10. Blazers, another good cover team, 14-9 ATS, just 4-5 though at home. Surprisingly, one of these rare teams, a better road record. They're over 500 on the road and under 500 at home. The Blazers also 3-7 in their last 10 games. Keep in mind, they've been playing without Damian Lillard. Total-wise, Pacers and even 11-11 on the over-under. The Blazers, 13 unders, 9 overs, 1 push. Pacers last played Friday, and a back-to-back here for the Blazers. Matchup note, under 4 of the last 5 in Portland, under 8 of the last 10 overall. Portland's on a 14-5 ATS run overall and 5 of the last 7 in Portland. As for the Pacers, they are on a road trip themselves. 4-0 ATS on the road, taking on teams with winning records. Winning records there. 5-1 ATS after a straight-up loss, and under has hit in 5 of their last 6, taking on teams with winning records. As for the Blazers, under 7 of the 8 after a straight-up win, under 5 of 6 versus teams with winning records. They're on an 0-4 ATS run on the home court. I mentioned above 500 on the road and below 500 at home. Injuries, this may be the biggest factor in this one. Tyrese Halliburton's questionable with a groin. He did have the same status on Friday, played in Utah, but you know, just 14 points, really wasn't himself. Dame time, he was probable on Friday. Looked like he was going to get back, and then he didn't. Or probable last night, rather. Back-to-back here for Portland, and by the way, Dame is back to questionable for this one after the probable status yesterday. Pacers getting the point is the lean. Again, watch the injuries. My guess, the line will move either way depending on what happens with these guys. So, a lean is the Pacers, but maybe a stay away too until we see what happens on the injury front. I do like the under here. I mentioned Pacers in game five of a 7-game road trip. They're averaging around 113 in this roadie, a much higher scoring team than that overall on the season. So it could be a good spot to get the under. And then, of course, with the injuries, maybe wait and see. More NBA previews as we stack the NBA each and every day, part of the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Pacers and Blazers.